U.S. President Donald Trump took a victory lap at NATO's Hague summit Wednesday, joining leaders in reaffirming the ironclad commitment to protect each other after allies agreed to his demand to ramp up defense spending. The unpredictable U.S. leader appeared keen to take the plaudits as he secured a key foreign policy win by getting NATO's 32 countries to agree to meet his headline target of 5% of GDP on defense spending. In a move that will provide reassurance to allies in Europe worried over the threat from Russia, Trump signed off on a final leader's declaration confirming our ironclad commitment to NATO's collective defense pledge that an attack on one is an attack on all. "It's a great victory for everybody, I think, and we will be equalized," Trump said of the new spending commitment, ahead of the summit's main session. Diplomats said that behind closed doors Trump insisted there was no greater ally than Washington and urged others to spend some of the new money on U.S. weaponry. The deal hatched by NATO is a compromise that allows Trump to claim triumph, while in reality providing wiggle room for cash-strapped governments in Europe. It sees countries promise to dedicate 3.5% of GDP to core military spending by 2035, and a further 1.5% to broader security-related areas such as infrastructure. NATO allies say the increase is needed to counter a growing threat from Russia but also to keep Trump engaged, with the U.S. leader long complaining that Europe spends too little on its own defense. Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever said, "As Europeans, we should realize that our long break from history is over. The continent needed to take responsibility for its own security in a very difficult time," added De Wever. Everything was carefully choreographed at the gathering in The Hague to keep the volatile U.S. president on board, from chopping back the official part of the meeting to putting him up overnight in the royal palace. Trump rattled his allies by appearing to cast some doubt on the validity of NATO's mutual defense clause, known as Article 5 of the Alliance Treaty, telling reporters on the way to The Hague that it depends on your definition. "There's numerous definitions of Article 5. But Ruta insisted Trump remained totally committed to the pledge, which was reaffirmed unequivocally in the summit's final statement. Underpinning the leaders' discussions on defense was Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and in another sop to the demands of allies, the United States allowed NATO to refer to the long-term threat posed by Russia to Euro-Atlantic security in the communique. Though its language was watered down from previous years, the declaration also said allies would continue to support Ukraine, whose security contributes to ours, and could use money from the new spending pledge to fund military aid for Kyiv.